Hey, good morning. This is Bob Larson. 1050 on your radio dial, KCAA. Just welcome back. It's a beautiful Monday here in California. Okay, I'm going to introduce you to Mike Wittig. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Mike, I just thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know how busy you are, and I really appreciate that. I look hard and work hard to find guys like you around the country that have the kind of expertise you have. Let me tell the people a little bit about you. Mike is a certified estate planning and trust and probate attorney. He holds designations that under 2% of the state's attorneys hold. And he's listed in Martindale and Hubble as one of the leaders in ranking, the leader ranking in attorney, and his ranking is very high legal ability and highest ethics. There's a lot of reasons why you want to meet with Mike, but I'll tell you what, Mike's a team player, and Mike knows how to help people with all of their team. He knows how to get right to the point and get you wrapped in a safety net so that you and your family can keep what you have together and grow it in sometimes a very tax-favored environment. Mike, you know, we've talked a little bit around this question, and I know I use the term unique ability. I try to find experts in the area of estate preservation, wealth transfer, that have a capacity that's unique with estate planning clients, and I think you've defined it. But is there anything else you'd like to say about what you believe your unique capabilities are with estate planning clients?
Actually, it's many abilities, Bob. I think that together establish credibility. I mean, I'm a 30-year attorney. I have 17 years of experience in estate planning, 13 years before that as a litigation partner. So not all estate planning attorneys litigate, and good litigators know how to avoid disputes. So that's important. Being a certified specialist in estate trust and probate law is important. You said at the outset that it's under 2% of clients who, or excuse me, attorneys who have that credential, but actually, in Orange County and in California, it's 0.5% of attorneys who are only certified specialists. It's a difficult credential to obtain. I think my teaching ability and my ability to communicate set me apart because I primarily teach to the advisor community, but my old school way of motivating by education, I think, is still the best for the client because it proves to them that I'm just trying to help them make a good decision. I wrote all of my website content to be designed as a reference for advisors and the public. I hand out a one page to try and keep it simple about who I am and what my practice constitutes. I send out newsletters to advisors, newsletters to clients. I think, as a matter of fact, it was the newsletter that I sent out to advisors that gets very good reviews that I think is one thing that attracted you to me. And then lastly, it's a reputation for doing estate plans at work, because the emphasis should be not just on the documents, but on a process in which the client is intimately involved. One other thing, too, that you mentioned that is critical, and I think is part of my unique ability, because I know darn well that most estate planning attorneys don't do it, is that team approach that I always recommend to the client is best suited to an estate plan that works.
Now, Mike, what do you think makes you different from most good estate planning attorneys?
I think one factor that differentiates me is the same factor that differentiates good physicians, and that is that I take the time necessary to educate and counsel clients about estate planning alternatives available to help create a sensible solution, whereas many good estate planning attorneys are just like many good doctors, and they care too much about the clock and not enough about truly helping the client understand, because the client has a very important role in the process. You know, I tell clients that estate planning, one of the biggest advantages of estate planning is that it's private, because you can cut corners and avoid cost in many instances. But one of the biggest disadvantages of estate planning is that it's private as well, because you have trustees where there's no trust police out there to monitor them and cause a lot of problems.
Folks, we're talking to Mike Wittig. Mike is a certified specialist in the area of wealth transfer. He is not someone that's easy to find, so I'm going to give you his phone number. I say that because he's busy and he works with clients, but he always takes time to do a training with a client or a prospective client so that they know going in what it is that will fit their situation like a glove, and how much it will save them and what it will cost, so they get a good idea before they even enter into an engagement. Mike's phone number is 949-753-2829. Now, Mike, you know, I meet with so many people that have, they have a lawyer, they have an accountant, they have a banker, they have an insurance guy, they have a life insurance guy, they have an investment guy or lady. They have all of these people around them, and yet they're not collaborating. They're not working together. They're not even aware of what the client wants and what he desires to get to. I know that you happen to have a particular and unique capability of bringing that team together. Let me ask you, how do you do that? You obviously place a great value on it. How do you pull them together?
Well, I think many years of experience in educating the professional advisor community has helped me to understand financial planners and CPAs, for example. Enough so that I teach a course as one example called The Process and Benefits of the Financial Advisor-Attorney Relationship. And I think from a financial advisor standpoint, what they want is oftentimes third-party credibility for the recommendations. They also want to provide comprehensive financial retirement and estate planning advice. So I always explain to the client, hopefully in front of the financial planner who's always invited to my meeting, that an estate plan can be compared to building a car, which holds title to the assets, but the gas for their car is their assets. So it's important that not every asset is treated the same, and that the client gets the proper advice from the financial planner as well as the estate planner, so different specialists on different perspectives. So the point is that working in collaboration is best for the client. I always try to get them to see that we're working as part of a team, and then I try to explain outside the presence of the client the benefits of collaborating, which are considerable, to the different advisors who don't always know that. They're not as knowledgeable as you are, Bob, as you know.
Mike, I know that not only are you great at building a team of people, but you're a part of this thing called the Wealth Council. Tell me how the Wealth Council helps differentiate you and helps prepare you to help clients.
Be happy to, Bob. I think they're the best complement and support for an estate planning practice in the nation. First of all, as far as support for attorneys, they provide the best education in the nation, bar none, and estate planning is a law-intensive field, so that's very, very important. They provide a series of resources to us as estate planning attorneys, such as a knowledge base, which, as I said, in a law-intensive field is very important. They have a listserv, so, for example, that I can run hypothetical cases by, preserving client confidentiality, and it's very valuable. They also have a legal technical support staff. They have practice systems. Their Wealth Docs is my document creation system that I utilize. And lastly, for me, I am such a big collaborator that on really big cases, sometimes I will collaborate with other estate planning attorneys, even out of state, to get my clients the best available legal minds on real big cases. I'm a big proponent of the architect example. The architect is providing the blueprint. A lot of times I'm drawing the blueprint, but sometimes you are, and we need specialists to fill different slots. That could be true from a legal standpoint as well as financial planning and other expertises.
Now, for those of you that are listening, I want to make a distinction. You can deal with the big firms that have a lot of lawyers, a lot of names, or you can deal with a firm that's got, like Mike Wittig's, that's got 1,700 of the top estate planning people in the country that collaborate and share ideas and keep everybody current. That's the cutting edge that I bring to you. This is Bob Larson. I've just interviewed Mike Wittig, one of the top counselors in the country on wealth transfer. His number is 949-753-2829. Mike is one of the top people. Call him. He'll give you time. He'll help you. Please give him a call, 949-753-2829. Great show, Mike. Thank you so much. See you all next Monday at 11 o'clock. This is Bob Larson signing off. You're on board KCAA.